This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the morning of Monday, April 15th, 2024. I'm Alex Brown. With big changes coming to Circle Center Mall in downtown Indianapolis and the Fashion Mall on the city's north side, Cushman & Wakefield Executive Director Bill French says the state of Indiana malls is surprisingly strong, but will come with some changes. He noted the $600 million Circle Center project will coincide with another major project.
Think about this. You're going to have an expanded convention center and the Signia Hotel right next door to this all coming online about the same time. I think that's a tremendous alignment, and as a result, we're going to see a lot of positive things happening in the core of downtown Indianapolis.
French said retail spots in central Indiana are currently about 95% occupied. Shareholders of Pittsburgh-based U.S. Steel have overwhelmingly approved the proposed $14.1 billion sale to Japan-based Nippon Steel, the steelmaker announced Friday. More than 98% of the shares voted in favor of the controversial deal at a special meeting of stockholders, according to a preliminary vote count. The deal has drawn scrutiny from lawmakers and the Biden administration on economic and national security grounds. Last month, President Biden said it is vital for U.S. Steel to remain an American steel company that is domestically owned and operated. South Bend-based Steel Warehouse Company has announced a more than $3.5 million investment in its boutique cold mill division, which has been rebranded as Specialty Strip. The company said the investment will grow the division by 20% and will ultimately include an undisclosed number of new jobs. Specialty Strip manufactures precision cold-rolled strip steel that is used in a variety of industries and applications, including automotive, agriculture, industrial, hand and power tools, and aircraft. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southeast Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to Engage Southern Indiana, New Albany, May 1st, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Join us for a day focused on Southeast Indiana's growth. Connect with fellow leaders and walk away with bold new thinking to help your region thrive. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
The ports of Indiana Burns Harbor celebrated the opening of the 2024 international shipping season by welcoming the arrival of its first ocean vessel of the year. IIB's Kate Sharon has more.
The MV Jamno, a bulk carrier, arrived at the Northwest Indiana port on Friday after sailing from the Netherlands on March 21st. To mark the occasion, Port Director Ryan McCoy presented the steel stein to the ship's captain. The stein commemorates Northwest Indiana's identity as the steel capital of North America, the Port Authority said. The vessel, built in 2018, delivered more than 6,200 tons of specialized steel products that will be used by local manufacturers. The ship will next travel to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, according to our partners at the Times of Northwest Indiana. The crew expects to make a second trip to the U.S. with a likely stop at Burns Harbor later this year. Indiana's three ports, Burns Harbor, Jeffersonville, and Mount Vernon, handled 12.6 million tons of cargo in 2023, up 6% from the previous year. In Burns Harbor, more than 50% of the cargo that travels through is steel-related. A study released in September found that the ports support more than 49,000 jobs and generates $8.7 billion in economic impact for the state. Kate Sharon, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Inc. Magazine is out with its annual Female Founders 250 list, and two Central Indiana entrepreneurs are included. The publication identifies what it calls the most dynamic women in business, and the list is determined through three rounds of judging on criteria such as revenue growth, funding, and stories of impact. Indiana's representatives include Megan Glover, co-founder and CEO of Zionsville-based water management software company 120 Water, and Dr. Manasa Mantravati, a board-certified pediatrician and founder of Indianapolis-based Ahimsa, which produces a line of stainless steel tableware for children, as well as stainless steel lunch trays, which are designed to reduce the use of plastic during mealtimes. Fairbanks Foundation CEO Claire Fidian Green is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports and entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Alex Brown for Inside Indiana Business Radio On Demand.